Consider yourself someone who likes to pitch in and help others. If you do, you might find the Peace Corps' list of top volunteer-producing states and metropolitan areas interesting, especially since D.C. makes a notable appearance this year. Peace Corps Director Carrie Hessler-Radlett joins me now to discuss recruiting as well as explain some of the most exciting changes in trends on this year's list. Ms. Radlett, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tom.
Great
good
to have
be
you
with
back
you again.
All
yeah.
right, and so Washington, but not Washington D.C., really had some action here in terms of turning out for the Peace Corps.
Yeah, I have to say Washington State got the number three spot for both for total volunteers and volunteers per capita. It's the first state ever in Peace Corps rankings to earn the top three spot in both categories. So that was exciting.
How many people did they send?
Washington State sends, I'm sorry, I'm just looking at my data here, 320 volunteers.
Okay, so that's in the past calendar year, basically?
Yes, all right. That's right.
But California topped the list in total numbers.
Yes, of course, 926. It's a big state, so it's hard to beat California. They're pretty much at the top every single year.
But in terms of per capita volunteers per 100,000 residents, D.C. did pretty well.
Absolutely, number two. We now have 43 district residents serving as Peace Corps volunteers.
All right. So where do you know where they are? Do we have that?
We have it. They're all over in all of our regions, all of our three regions. So our D.C. Residents are spread throughout the world. The top spot for per capita was earned by Vermont with 7.8 per 10,000, but D.C. was second, number two, at 6.7 per capita. And in terms of metropolitan area, it was also number two.
Yeah, because I see if you go to the metropolitan area, then you've got Washington, Arlington, and Alexandria. But in terms of, I guess you can't really rate counties because the big development areas around D.C. are counties, not really the state. So it's hard to tell how well Montgomery, Prince George's, Fairfax, Arlington really did.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We rank the metropolitan areas, and then we rank the state. So,
what do you have a sense of it?
I would say probably that Northern Virginia does very well. It's not Virginia itself is not on our rankings, but they. Oh yes, they are actually for total states. Virginia is 260, number eight.
All right, so that's a pretty good number of people.
Yeah, and I would just venture a guess that many of them come from Northern Virginia, the D.C. area.
Well, maybe they're more aware. And you've had some good success, as we talked about earlier, with recruiting itself, because you changed the whole format for the way people do apply.
Absolutely.
And that really raked them in.
Yes, absolutely. We have shortened our application process. We're allowing applicants to choose to apply to specific countries and programs. We've made the process much more transparent, so you know that if you apply by a certain date, you'll know by a certain date, and then you'll be on the plane going off to your service by a certain date. So it just offers our applicants a lot more transparency and the ability to plan.
Now, at this time of year, of course, a lot of attention in the media, in the newspapers, and so forth, goes to military service members that are serving overseas and away from their families and loved ones in many cases during the holidays. But I guess there's a lot of Peace Corps volunteers who aren't going to be coming home for Christmas and so forth.
That's right.
So what, anything in particular the Peace Corps does to kind of mitigate the pain of being so far away at a time like this?
Well, one good thing about our volunteers is they enter in as a group. So there's a training group that becomes very, very close. And so they often celebrate together. And then in each of our countries, we have holiday celebrations with the entire country team. Often the ambassador hosts something. So we do celebrate holidays together in our countries of service. But we always love to have people back home thinking about our Peace Corps volunteers and remembering them and their thoughts and prayers as well at this holiday time.
And is it possible to send those Peace Corps volunteers some sort of Christmas cheer or holiday cheer from back home, like cookies or you name it?
Absolutely. We don't have anything formally set up like the military does, but you know what? I need to think about that. I think that's a great idea.
All
so
right.
Let me think about that for next year. Come back to me next year, and we're going to do that, okay?
Okay, no charge for that idea. And in the context of all this, you've coined a new phrase called a modern Peace Corps for modern times. What does
right.
that mean?
Well, we just want to make sure that we're using all the tools and technologies and best practices that we have at our disposal now. So we're equipping our volunteers with the state-of-the-art training so that they can make the greatest impact in their community. We're using technology and social media to both spread the word about Peace Corps, but also allow volunteers to Skype and tweet and blog about their experience, so they're communicating it to the American people, which is one important part of our program. It's our third goal, to educate Americans about the rest of the world. We're also, as we mentioned earlier, upgrading our recruitment process to make it faster, more streamlined for Americans to join. And the other most important thing is that we have an increasingly multicultural country, and we feel that it's very, very important to have a volunteer force that reflects the rich diversity of our nation. And so we are really focusing on increasing the diversity of our volunteer force.
Because if you look at those historic photos from the Peace Corps in the very early days in the 1960s, it doesn't, you know, the Peace Corps volunteer force itself doesn't look all that diverse compared to what you might see today.
Exactly. Now 34% of our volunteers self-report as being a member of a minority group.
All right. We're speaking with Carrie Hessler-Radlett. She's the Peace Corps director. And there's also recruitment offices of the Peace Corps. I'm not sure I was aware of that.
Yes.
Where are they, and why did you pick those spots?
Well, we have 8 regional recruitment offices in Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Los Angeles, Oakland, you know, the Bay Area, and Seattle. And we work very closely with the prospective volunteers in those areas to make sure that everyone knows about the Peace Corps. They do a lot of the outreach. We also have field-based recruiters in most states. So we're really trying to bring recruitment closer to the people who are interested in serving.
And what's the back of the business card pitch that you have for why someone should recruit, or should join up?
Well, if you want to make a difference and you want to launch your 21st century career, help become a global citizen, Peace Corps is a great place to start.
Now, not everyone gets to become director of the Peace Corps, but you are a former volunteer.
I guess.
And tell us about that. When did it take place and where were you?
My husband and I served in Western Samoa from 1981 to 1983. The other thing I'm quite proud of is I come from a 4-generation Peace Corps family.
Wow.
Yeah, my aunt served in the 60s, and my grandparents served in Malaysia in the 70s after they retired, and then my husband, myself, and my cousin in the 80s, and then my nephew completed his service in 2009 in Mozambique.
Well, you're a fast-working family, because you don't really think of 4 generations fast since President Kennedy created this whole thing.
Exactly.
And that brings up another question. I guess, is it possible for significant others, spouses, husbands, wives, you know, couples to serve together?
Absolutely. In fact, we enjoy that. Couples bring a lot to the Peace Corps, and so we welcome that. Only about a little less than 10% of our volunteers are couples, but they really are great volunteers.
And what about people serving with their kids? I guess if you have grown kids and everyone decides, hey, this could be good.
You know, with our new application process, people can apply to the same country. And I mean, you can apply with your best friend. And if you're both qualified and accepted, I mean, you can apply with your mother, your cousin. But you have to both be accepted.
Oh, yeah, right. So you can't bring someone along as kind of like, join me here. And you got to be in the Peace Corps to
be
in the Peace Corps.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Carrie Hessler-Radlett is director of the Peace Corps. It's always great to have you on.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom. It's always a pleasure.